Blog Talk Radio.
It's Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio again on this wintry day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, the weather outside is still frightening. We just got dumped on in the last hour, just constant snow just falling from the sky. Praise the Lord. I tell you, 1 minute they say it's going to be 50 degrees, the next minute, snow coming down out the sky. It is an awesome, awesome season to see how God is working, how he is doing things his way. When he get ready to, the weatherman and nobody else can tell you what is about to go down because God is doing it himself. Praise God. And we are so excited about being here and being alive today, people of God. It's Word Thursday, and we praise God for each of you that's chiming in and calling in today. Be a part of our live studio. If you are listening to my voice and want to be a part of the studio today, you can call in at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. 564-9818 and be a part of our live studio. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, I've been out of commission a little bit here. You know, I don't know if it's spring break or winter break. I'm calling this winter break because spring is nowhere in sight. But anyway, Gabriella has been with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, it has just been a wonderful, wonderful bonding time with my little 8-year-old daughter. Boy, she is something else. And talking about the Lord and just doing things together here around the house. She is a wonderful, wonderful daughter. And has locked up in my bedroom and jumped up in the bed like it's a bungalow. And she's closed the blind and said, I don't want to see no snow. I'm staying in the room. And locked the door. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy and excited about all that God is doing in this season. People of God, it is a wonderful, wonderful day. I see my people are coming in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale Sanders is here. Granddaughter is here. Is that my granddaughter in Chicago? Yes, it is.
Granddaughter in Chicago.
That's granddaughter from Chicago is here. Praise the Lamb of God. They're lighting up the lines here. Now I tell you, Prophet Daryl is here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, mighty man of God?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing fabulous today. How are you, Apostle?
Oh, my goodness. He's doing fabulous today. That's a different twist, Prophet Daryl. All right. I like to hear it come off that way. He is doing fabulous. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Bertha Pruitt is in queue here. Sylvia is in queue here. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What's her name? Oh, God, I mess up that child's name. I ain't going to even call it until I think about what it really is for the Lord. Athelia. Is it Athelia? I think it's Athelia. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, granddaughter, all of them are here. Praise the Lamb. Everybody, mic is open. So if you push one, your mic should be open about now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. How's
Amen.
That for you? Everybody there. Wait a minute. I got a new mic here. 410. Let me see who this is. 410.
Praise the Lord. Father, Shakespeare. This is Terrell from Maryland.
Hey, Terrell. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I can't complain at all.
Now, Terrell, you don't usually call in like this now. We don't usually have you with us on here, man. But good thing. What?
I got to take
you
up
to be
work
here,
work
man.
So.
You got a testimony, something to share with us.
Oh, man, listen, I got a day off of work today. And so I said, while I'm off, I'm going to join on the call and just see what God is doing today.
Oh, man, well, we're mm-hmm. happy to have you on here, to have you here with us. And what part of Maryland are you in?
I'm calling from the Eastern Shore, which is about a half an hour outside of Baltimore.
Oh, you're close to Baltimore. Okay. Well, good to have you on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. The saints are calling in. Again, if you're listening to our voice via the Internet, want to be a part of our live studio, you can today on Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio. My goodness gracious. The Lord met us here on yesterday, and we thank and praise God for all that took place on yesterday. Such a wonderful lesson. Praise the Lamb of God on the prophet Elisha. Praise the Lord as we talked about him on yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord moved. Praise the Lamb of God. God challenged us, and some of you rose to the challenge. Praise the Lamb of God that God put forth, and we praise God for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. A little later on in the show, since it's Word Thursday, we're going to give a little word out on the prophet Job. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, there's some things about Job you really want to know. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you. And there's some aspects of his life and his journey that you want to absorb. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you can have these type of faculties, utilizing them, praise the Lamb of God, for whatever you go through, because Job had something that everybody don't have. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited about these intercessors. I mean, we just got a line of intercessors today. Praise the Lamb of God. About seven of them just lined up, ready to go forth in prayer. And I tell you, prayer breeds prayer. The more you pray, the more you pray. Praise the Lamb of God. The less you pray, the less you pray. I found that out about people. The more you pray, the more you will pray. Praise the Lamb of God. The less you pray, the less you will be motivated to pray. And when praying for the believer, as Jesus said, man, I'll always pray and not faint. But prayer should be a simultaneous action that comes from the bosom of the believer. Yeah, out of his spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, whether it's an inward directed to heaven or it's coming vocally. We are to always be in a mode to be able to pray, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and intercede on behalf of others and this, that, and another in this trying world that we live in. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's prayer time right now. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. And since granddaughter was the first one up, she is the first one up today because she's at the top. Praise the Lamb of God. And she's going to pray for us today. Hallelujah. And then we're going to let Brother Terrell pray for us today. How's that?
Amen.
You can lead us in prayer today, too. Is he still there? Where my Baltimore friend at?
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. I'm so sorry, I had it on mute. I walked away from it.
Okay, will you be able to lead us in prayer today?
Yes, sir, it'd be my pleasure.
Oh, hey, my goodness, I like this guy, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said it'd be his pleasure to lead us in prayer. And that's what we want, some praying people. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, granddaughter is going to lead us in prayer. She's going to take us to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, we always ignite the show with prayer. And since today is Word Thursday, we have the prophetic presbyter all lined up here. My goodness gracious. Oh, we want God to just move today on the show. As we go deeper and deeper into the show, we want the Spirit of the Lord to just have his way. Praise the Lamb of God, that we all can reap the benefit of the prophetic word. I believe in the prophetic word. I do. I believe in what God says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is going to perform. I believe that. I believe God has given me a word in my mouth, praise the Lamb of God, that it will not fall to the ground, that God will, praise the Lamb of God, stand behind my word because I stand behind his. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe it. I believe it. And can't nobody change my mind on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Of Jesus today. I love him. I love him. Praise the Lord. We're praying for our sick and shut in. We're praying for those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who've been through the storm and rain. Oh, my God. You've been through some stuff that you can't even share with somebody else. We're praying for you today. We're praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that hospice situation. We're praying, praise the Lamb of God, those by mourning. We're praying today, hallelujah, that God will comfort your soul, that God will comfort your life. We're praying for the sick and afflicted all over the land. Come on, granddaughter. Elder, come on. Yeah. Praise the Elder Johnson. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come take us to the throne of grace now.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just come to thank you, God. God, we just come to give you glory and honor on this morning, God. We just come to thank you for another day, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the breath of life, God, that you gave us on this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that we're assembling together again, God. God, just to worship, to praise you, and God, to get a word from you. God, for you to pour into us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come lifting and interceding for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come lifting up those that are
sick today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come lifting them up, God, where they're sick in their bodies. God, we know that you are a healer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And for that, God, we're grateful and we thank you, God, that you gave us the authority and the power, God, God, to send your healing virtue, God, to lay hands on the sick, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, where we can't lay hands, God, we send the word, God, in the name of Jesus, into the hospitals today, God, in the name of Jesus. For those that are laying on their sick beds, God, and, oh, God, they're crying out to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you have mercy on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're asking that you turn around the report that they're receiving, God, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, we're asking for those that have been given the death sentence, God, that you gave them a life sentence, God, of eternal life with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're asking that you go into the operating rooms on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, that you be the surgeon, God, and, God, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, God, that you begin to cut out those things that are not like you in them, God, that will cause them to live, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we send the word to live, God, that they shall live and not die, to declare the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask that you go into the nursing home today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you be the sunshine that shines a ray of light on them, God. God, give them their joy back in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, for those that have been there and are lonely, God, God, we're asking that you send somebody in, God. God, that can, hallelujah, show them the love that you have for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're asking that you send somebody in to minister your word to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to lay hands on them, God, where they're sick, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Then, God, we ask you to go into the prisons, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and touch each and every one of them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them know that you love them, God, in spite of, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them cry out for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, God, that you have forgiven them when they ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and oh God, that they can live a productive life, God, and oh God, that they can live a life that exemplifies you, God, and God, hallelujah, God, let not the gift of God die in them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we just thank you and praise you, God, and God, touch their families, God. God, let their families find salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them minister to their families, God, that even from behind bars, God, their prayers and their ministry can be effective, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we ask that you go into the home, God, of your listeners today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you know every situation that's going on behind closed doors, God. God, touch that wife that's being abused, God. Touch that husband that's being abusive, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch those children, God, that are crying out and looking for someone to love them, God, where they have been neglected and abused, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask, hallelujah, God, that you send somebody in to step in right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, touch those sick ones, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that don't even know that they're sick in their bodies, God, God, we send the healing word to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know, hallelujah, that light and darkness cannot stand in our bodies, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, when we let your light shine in us, God, we know that every illness has to flee in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we bind the works of the enemy on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to a dry and barren place, God, never to return us or up with any power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, set our feet on the right path, God. For those that have been in disobedience, God, Hallelujah, Jesus. Obedience, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, for those that have fallen off the path, God. Bring us back to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bring us back with a repentance heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And renew our minds today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that our minds will be more like Christ today, God, in the name of Jesus. For God, you said that you created us in your image, God. And today you gave us another day to be more like you, God, in the name of Jesus. So let us walk upright before you, God. God, let us speak those things, God, that only come from you in the name of Jesus, God. Set a guard over our tongues, God, that we may not speak death or curses, God, over any soul in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just thank you and we bless you today, God. God, we lift
yes.
up the leaders
yes.
today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh, God.
God, those that have forgotten the way, God. God, those that have even turned away but still preaching your pulpit, God. Bring them back to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, bring them back with a renewed mind, God. God, bring them back and let them remember, God, that this is all for you and not for them, God, not for the fortunate thing, God, but, oh, God, for your glory and your kingdom building, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every Jezebel spirit, God, and every Ahab spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Come, God, to steal, kill, and destroy, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, birth each ministry out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we know we're living in promised times today, God. That God's word still stands, God, in the name of Jesus, and it has never, never changed, God. And God, we know, hallelujah, that if we stand in righteousness, God, hallelujah, that you're right there with us, God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask you to let the boldness arise in us, God. God, hallelujah, that we may stand for your word today, God, that we may preach word uncompromising, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that even when we come up against the enemy, God, God, we can stand flat-footed and tell them the word of God in the name of Jesus. And we've got to free God in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Let us continue to armor up in the gear that you have given us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. God, we thank you for those leaders, God, that you have out there, God, on the field in the name of Jesus. God, that are preaching your word, God, that are not compromising, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those, God, that are laying hands on the sick, God, and watching them recover, God. We thank you, God, that they're setting the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. Oh, God, we know that this is one body, God, but many members, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we may go out to do your mission, God, across the world, God, across the nation, God, that we shall touch each end of the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you, God, that we're sharing the love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Let us not look down on those, God, that have nothing, God. But, God, we know that when they have you, God, they have everything, God, in the name of Jesus. So let us present ourselves, God, as you in the name of Jesus, God. Let us present what you have for them, God, for love and salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you, God, and we bind up every witch and warlock, God. God, we bind up every plot and assignment, God, to prevent our God in the name of Jesus to destroy your people, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We ask that it backfire on them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. every naysayer, God, in the name of Jesus, that tries to assassinate the character of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, God, for no weapon that is formed against your children, God, shall work in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just bless you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you let your fire rain down on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Burn out every impurity in us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. But also, God, that if they set up a blaze today, God, oh, God, hallelujah, that we will be on fire to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we just glorify you, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up and give you honor today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we magnify you, God. Hallelujah. So, God, you gave us the word, greater work shall we do, God. And, oh, God, let us be about doing greater work on today, God. And, God, let us raise the dead today, God, the spiritual and the natural, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your glory today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we call those promises, God, to manifest for today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that no longer do we walk in debt, God, but we see ourselves as you see us, God. So, God, we are joint heirs to the kingdom, God. And, oh, God, we walk in wealthy places, God. God, we are wealthy children, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the wealth of knowledge, God. We thank you for the wealth of understanding. And in God, we thank you for the wealth of wisdom, God. We thank you for the wealth of the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have activated it in us, God. Now, God, you continue to teach us how to use those gifts, God, that will glorify and edify you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the uncommon favor, God, that comes on our life today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for debt cancellation, God. We thank you for the credit report being healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah, God, that everything that we do, God, God, it will be for your kingdom building, God, and we'll use it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah to your name today, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Christ. Praise the name of God. Brother Terrell, come on, man. Praise. Come on, pray for us, man.
Father, we thank you, Father God. God, we thank you for what you've already done on this place, oh, Father God. God, we ask that your spirit continue to saturate the airways right now, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you clear our minds right now, Father God. God, that we may focus only on you right now, Father God. God, that we may focus only on your spirit right now, oh, God. God, we ask that you make us nothing in your presence, oh, God. God, that you may fill us up, oh, God, with your spirit and with your glory right now, oh, Father God. God, we come petitioning right now, Father God. God, we come forward to the throne of grace right now, Father God. God, we come looking for a word from you right now, Father God. God, just one word from you, oh, God. God, can change our situation, oh, God. God, a word from you right now, Father God. God, you can speak the light, Father God, into the dead bones, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we ask that you come and you do it right now, oh, Father God. God, that you get to open up our hearts right now, Father God. God, that we may receive all that you have for us on this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we come, Father God, as servants unto you right now, Father God. God, we lay aside our titles right now, Father God, and God, we become a servant in your presence, oh,
God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, if you could just have a crumb from your table, oh God. God, that would be enough for me, Father God. But God, most importantly, Father God, if you never do another thing, oh God, God, we can still say thank you for what you've already done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I thank you for your all-powerful, oh God. God, we thank you for your omnipotence, oh God. God, we thank you, Father God, how you were there, God, even when we didn't know, oh God. God, we thank you how you were there, Father God. God, whether there was a drunken driver on the road, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Father God, how you were there, Father God, when there was a gunman in the school, oh God, but you decided to keep our babies safe, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, how you were an unseen driver, Father God, through all of the snow that we've had, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you were that unseen driver, oh God. God, you were the brakes on our car, oh God. God, when our brakes started to fail, oh God, you dispatched your angels all around us, oh God. And God, you kept us safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I speak life right now, Father God. God, to every soul on this call right now, oh God. God, we possess the power right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come back to take dominion, oh God. God, the dominion that you gave us back in Eden, oh God. God, we come to claim it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, no longer shall we go and wrath, oh God. God, we shall be the head and not the tail, oh God. God, we shall be all that you taught us to be, oh God. God, we shall be living our morals, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we shall be all that your word said, oh God. God, your word says that we shall live and not die, God, and that we shall declare the works of the Lord, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak life unto our children, oh God. God, that our children shall come up, Father God, and that they shall bless your name, oh God. God, even as our children are in the schoolhouse, oh God. God, you let our children be the lighthouse in the schoolhouse right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you begin to cover those children right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we know even when your servant was in the earth, oh God, you raised him up at the age of 12, God, and he begins his ministry, oh God. Oh, God, and you said the child shall lead them, oh, God. So we believe in you right now, Father God. We believe it for all that you do, oh, God. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, we bless you for your matchless name, oh, God. We bless you for your matchless name, oh, God. God, if you don't do another thing, Father God, you've only done enough on my soul. I thank you right now, Father God. I bless your name, God. I lift up this man of God right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for his ministry that you've given him, oh, God. God, I thank you for this ministry that you've birthed. God, even though this over the airways right now, oh, God. God, the same spirit, Father God, that's in the tabernacle, Father God, the same spirit that shall rest in here right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, begin to open us up right now, Father God. We need to hear a word from you, Father God. God, somebody is coming to long to hear from you on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just when somebody was about to give up hope, oh God, you stepped in, Father God, and you gave hope to the hopeless, oh God. I bless you for him right now, Father God. I bless you for him right now, Father God. I bless you for him right now, God. God, it shall come to pass, oh God. God, every word that you spoke over these people, it shall come to pass, oh God. God, the word that we thought was dead, oh God, I believe that it's coming to pass right now in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking life back to that word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I magnify you right now, God. Oh God, I magnify you, Father God, for the seen and the unseen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, this shall be our year. This is shall be the year of breakthrough, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless you for it right now, Father God. Breakthrough is coming for this season, oh God. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, there's nothing that's too hard for you right now, God. God, I speak the businesses, now, Father God, that shall come forth for this year, oh God. God, finance shall not be an issue, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you be the supplier, God. God, you go to the bank and you touch their minds right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We stand on your word. We stand on your promises, oh God. God, even for that person who's going back to school, oh God. God, you be their financial aid, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. You provide the provisions that they need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, even when you begin to release these things, oh God. God, we won't neglect to let our people know where they come from, God. We know that our blessings come all from you, oh God. We bless your name, God. I magnify you, God. Oh, God, I magnify God. You are the Lion of Judah, oh, God. The Lion of Judah, God. I bless your name right now, Father God. Oh, God, I love you this morning, oh, Father. I love you this morning, God. I'm careful, God. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. In your master's name, I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh,
hallelujah,
man.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, that you are rescued. Oh, God, you are Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Father God. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Your strength and your mercy. Your forgiveness and your favor. Thank you, Jesus. How great you are.
Thank
how
you,
merciful
God.
You are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for your grace.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for your faith.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Strengthening us in the name of Jesus. Get us to where you want us to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, and have the praise of your people, God. Thank you.
Release the fire in your soul.
Yes, Jesus, you're holy, 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 holy. Holy, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy.
Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are Jesus.
And we bring every man to obedience and receive it in your word, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Only one word can describe you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bow before you, Father God. Have your way, Jesus. Every way, God. That's right, the atmosphere, Father God.
Yes,
in the name of
Jesus. You are. And you're holy in all your ways, and we bless the Lord today.
Thank you,
all
Jesus.
All that he is, oh my God, for these saints, these praying saints. Not today. Praise God
you,
for each of you. Father, thank you. Yeah.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lamb of God, Pastor. I mean, Brother Terrell. I hope I wasn't calling you a pastor in the spirit. My God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even those that are here with us, just thank God for each of you today for being here on the show. And my God, what an awesome God. Will somebody better spread the word? We are here. I believe it's going to be a mighty move of God. Hey, hallelujah.
Oh,
on this.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Spread the word. Spread the word. It is Word Thursday today, and we thank and praise God for the presbyter that's here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I had been seeing numbers. I'm seeing numbers and cars even. Praise the Lamb of God in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is a different twitch for me. Praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 257, 227, I don't know what that means. It looked like an address. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, both of those numbers, 227 and 257. Praise the Lamb of God. I see both of those. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Boy, we'll talk about that a little later. Praise the Lamb of God. I see exactly that. Thank you, Father. I understand that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
A white car. Praise the Lamb of God. Lady, that's car. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lady, that's car. Praise the Lamb of God. You got something on this red and black light? Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb that God is moving on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, where you're on your way to is going to turn out to be a blessing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So go knowing that God is with you, lady. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who you are in this white car. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see red. I know, and I see black, little black spots, like, I don't know exactly, is that a scarf or something? Praise the Lamb of God. But anyway, hallelujah. Where you're going, God is going to meet you there. Praise the Lamb of God. And is going to, hallelujah, work this thing out in your favor. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. I see you happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to be happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We thank you. Praise God for his spirit today. Praise the Lord. The Lord is awesome. I tell you, he's just an awesome, awesome God in the way that he does what he does. My goodness gracious. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The prayers of the righteous, they avail as much. Praise the Lamb. Oh, goodness gracious. Yes, Jesus, thank you for your spirit today, and thank you for your love. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord. I don't want to get too far out in the water before I start this, praise the Lamb of God, lesson. We want to get into our lesson today. Praise God. And then we'll have plenty of time on the backside of the show for the, our prophetic flow. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I feel Jesus. I love to feel the Holy Spirit moving on me. It just feels so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Father God.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you,
God. Not a rubble shot. Your servant is here. Praise the Lamb of God. I will obey your voice, Father. I will obey your voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to teach them to prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to teach what God said. Prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God here on this thing. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. So allow your spirit now to use us as we speak. Hallelujah. Servants, Father, here we are gathered together in your name. Praise the Lamb of God. Have your way. You have free course. This is yours. All is yours. I'm yours.
Yes, Lord.
This is your voice. Use us in the way that you will, Father, that your name is.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Man, praise the Lamb. God, hallelujah. Yes, Terrell, that's your name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The young man, Terrell, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know how young you are. You're younger than God, I know that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God said he's going to use you to turn some things around. Praise the Lamb of God there in your area. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. God said, I'm going to use you to turn some things around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God. I'm going to reveal myself greater to you in this season than I have in the past. For you have a heart that desires to know me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. In my fullness, says God. and I will appear unto you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And give you the directives, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of the assignment that you crave for so, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
For you have chastened after me, praise the Lamb of God, to understand what you would, what I would have you to do, saith the Lamb of God. And now in this season it shall be revealed to you, saith the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that you might know that you know the path that I have set you in, saith the Lamb of God. Yea, saith the Lamb of God, you shall go forth with power, saith the Lamb of God. You shall go forth, praise the Lamb of God, with a new style of ministry, praise the Lamb of God, ordered by God, that shall reach the masses, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that shall save the sinner, that shall reclaim the backslider. Hallelujah, to the Lamb, hallelujah, to the Lamb, says the Lamb of God. And I will be with you, saith God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank
oh, I love him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Who is this man in this blue car? This blue car is a, it's not navy blue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not actually sky blue, just in between the two there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're in a blue car. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The Lord said he swore by his holiness he's going to heal the cancer. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to the man in the blue car. Praise the Lamb of God. God said he swore by his holiness he's going to heal the cancer. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that the cancer is going to be healed, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, for I have heard your prayer. Oh, my goodness gracious, I have heard your prayer, and I have heard your cry, says God. Hallelujah, and therefore shall I perform it, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, take it not strange. Back to the I can tell you that it is gone, that they cannot find a trace, for my hand is upon you even. Says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. My goodness.
Bless the people, Father. Bless the people, Jesus.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. What are you doing?
Bless the people, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lamb of God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. You are God. You are God today, and besides thee, there is no other. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bind the spirit of unbelief. We bind the spirit of doubt, belief in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I love you today, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. Hallelujah. Bertha, are you hearing anything? Anyone you can speak? You can speak and when you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're here with me in order. Prophet Darrell. Oh, no, Prophet Darrell at. Praise the Lord. I think he dropped. Hallelujah. He did drop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Someone wearing a yellow sweater. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, woo-wee. And you people, you can call in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes, God. So the lady, you're wearing a yellow sweater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God said he's going to take care of all the bills, not some of them. God said he's going to take care of all the bills. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You just watch. They are paid in full. Says the Lamb of God. He's going to pay all those bills for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The lady that's wearing the sweater, the yellow sweater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless your name today, Father. All the bills, says the Lord, I am going to pay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh.
And you of dead free.
I don't know if Margie Scott is on the line or not. Margie Scott. But the Lord said to tell Margie Scott that the prayer that she sent up, she asked God for something specifically. And God says it's already done. God says to tell Margie Scott that the seed that she sowed, prepare for your harvest, because your harvest has been released unto you, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is definitely, praise the Lamb of God, a different kind of flow here, but I praise God for it. Yes, Lord, we love you today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. But God in heaven, that can do a thing like this. Hallelujah. Can show forth your praises to your people. Hallelujah. I love you today. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, God. Be God. Glory to Jesus. Glory
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
Jesus. Father, I adore you in this day. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Thank you for your sons and daughters, Father. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God and God alone. Ah, Father. Ah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Speak, Lord.
Your
servant. Praise the Lamb of God. Speak.
Heavenly Father God.
Here today, praise the Lamb. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you today.
Father God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By my worry and fear, doubt, and unbelief in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Goodness.
My
God, have your way, Father God.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. God said he's going to give you a place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a place within ministry, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're going to be looked at differently, says the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a place in ministry that is going to cause you to be looked at differently, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. For I see the way they see you now, praise the Lamb of God, but this place that I have, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm placing you in. Oh, thank you, Father. This position is a positional place. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I know I didn't see nothing. It's a positional place, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm putting you in that is going to change the perspective of people about you, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to use you in many ways, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to break curses, to break the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. To set the captive free. We'll see the chains fall off, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For I am anointed with the breaker's anointing, saith the Lamb of God. With the breaker's anointing, saith the Lamb of God. Off of my people, saith the Lamb of God, that you might break the yoke off their necks, praise the Lamb of God, that you might break the curses that have been spoken over their lives. Hallelujah, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm repositioning you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they will look at you different. But know this, that many of them are going to sow into your bosom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As these curses are lifted off of them, as these addictions come off of them, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because some have been smoking and don't know that they are under, praise the Lamb of God, a curse. Some have been drinking and they are under a curse, says the Lamb of God. Going to lift them at your word, says the Lamb of God. I'm going to lift them at your word, says the Lamb of God. I'm going to lift them as you lay, says the Lamb of God. I'm going to lift them as you speak in faith and command it to come forth, of God. You will see in possession, says the Lamb of God. Yes, says the Lamb of God. You will see the demons crying out. Hallelujah, says the Lamb of God. Repositioning you, saith the Lamb of God, and they will call you mighty woman of God. They will call you mighty woman of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo-wee, I wish I had some praying people here with me today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
praise the Lamb of God. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Prophet Daryl's back with us. Prophet Daryl is back. Praise the Lamb. Your mic is open, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord is here. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I love you today. I love you, Father. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Prophet, jump right in the fire. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm giving you something. You can see. Hallelujah. Yes.
Prophet, you know what? I came in on the tail end of it, but, you know, and that's my prayer that the Lord put us back in position where we're still able to cast out demons and not be afraid of demons. And a lot of people are scared to challenge and scared to come up against these demons that has been taking over the lives of the people.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this is the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, dude. Send them to me. I show them what not being afraid of a demon is. Tell them to send to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you this. Hallelujah. The power of God, that the way, even the way God was speaking to Athelia just there, praise the Lamb of God. He's repositioning her, praise the Lamb of God, into a place of power and authority over demons and over bondages and over curses and things of that nature. We need that type of ministry in this season. We need that type of ministry. It's too many people walking around bound. Hallelujah. Sitting up in church bound.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting up in church bound. Can't quit smoking. Can't quit drinking. Can't quit lusting. Hello, somebody. And
come on, man.
They're walking around with a curse on them. They're not aware. They're walking around with a, carrying a demon. Praise the Lamb of God. Because they took a demon up and played with the demon. Now the demon then bit him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I say it again. They took a demon for a pet. You played with it.
Come on, man.
You played with it. Toyed with it. You can handle it.
Glory to God.
Now you've been bit. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Walking dead. Now you a zombie and don't know it. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You have disease.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I know a God that's able to destroy the yoke. I know a God that's able, praise the Lamb of God, to break, yes, Lord, the yoke right on off your neck. Praise the Lamb of God. He is a God that's able. Hallelujah. And he's able to do it today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, that's a good thing that just jumped out of your mouth. Praise. We must have this in this season, in this day and time. Hallelujah. We just got so many saints that's sitting, praise the Lamb of God, dormant and not seeking God for nothing. They ain't seeking God for nothing. They seeking them for clothes and cars and apartments and homes and all of this kind of stuff and jobs, and we're not seeking the spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, gifts God has in his storehouse for us. Praise the Lamb of God. We're not seeking them for that. A house is your due as a child of God. A house is your due. That's an absolute automatic. You're going to have some better state.
Amen.
And you need to get a grip on that. Consider the lilies of the
field. Oh, God.
Consider the sparrows.
Yes.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Amen.
What you toiling for in God and then calling me your father at the same time?
Jesus.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Wake up. Smell that coffee. The Lamb of God.
You know, Father Shakespeare, Father Dale just confirmed what the Lord has been speaking to me about. And the Lord has said that there was a shifting and a changing of the guard in the spirit realm as well as the earth. And that's because, as you said, the Lord told me, because we're not stirring up the gift that's in us. So what God is doing, those that people think are on the back burner, God is putting them to the forefront because they are willing. They might have a speech defective like Moses or handicapped, but they're willing. They love God to do his will. God is pulling these to the forefront, and he's stirring up the gifts that's in them because he's going to have done what he wants did. There's a changing of the guard, and now is not the time to be out of the grace and the mercy and the protection of God.
Amen.
This is true. This is true, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. God is ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To bless us. God is ready to fulfill promises. God is ready. Praise the Lamb of God. To empower us. God is ready to do it. He just needs some willing vessels. He needs
vessels. Right there.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That don't mind surrendering to him. Praise the Lamb of God so that he can do what he wants to do without being fearful. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And spoke, praise the Lamb of God, a few minutes ago about being fearful. We are the scariest people in the world and supposed to have the Holy Ghost. Talking about Jesus with us, everything. And as soon as a demon cried, I'll never forget Prophet Darrell. We was in Bible class and this demon cried out. In that Bible class, she sat back in the back while I was teaching, and she looked up to the front, and she said to me, she said, "You can't help me." And I looked back at her. I said, "Yeah." She said, "Can't nobody help? I've been to so many churches looking for help, and can't nobody help me?" I said, "I can help you." I said, "I know exactly what your problem is. You can't help me." I said, "Come on up here." And I called up the saints around her, got all of the intercessors to put her in a circle. and told them, I said, bang your hands strong and just start praying for them. And Bud, let me tell you something. We went on a roller coaster ride with a demon. But I bet you this, buckets was coming out of her, Doc. We had to get the buckets.
Jesus.
She ran outside. She broke out the circle, everything. But guess what? This is what I'm going to tell you. The deacons and stuff was running from her, the men in the church.
Jesus.
Get up.
My goodness. My God.
Fear came on the house.
My.
They was running out of the sanctuary. Somebody, you see that? You see what she heard? Like she was a steak on the car. Shut up. The men were scared.
I know that's right.
Wow, you fearful. And got the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. What are you afraid of? Hallelujah. If you got Jesus, a demon can't do nothing to you. Hello, light bulb.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't have them, I feel sorry for you. But if you got Jesus, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I didn't talk Gabby that already. Praise the Lord. Gabby got that much already. Praise the Lamb of God that she know that. Hallelujah. That's elementary, Watson. That's elementary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My Scotland Yard voice. That's elementary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must come to a place of understanding, people of God, hallelujah, that we must be bold in this season. We must
That's
as bold as the world is bold. They're bold.
That's right, bolder.
They're bold.
Yeah.
They're not hiding no more. They're bold.
No, they're not.
The only one hiding now is the believer. We're shrinking.
That's right.
I'm listening to these old, these softball preachers talking about, you better watch what you're preaching. Now you can go to jail. Paul went to jail.
Yes,
Peter went to jail. Jesus went to jail.
Yes, he did.
Wrong with going to jail. Martin Luther King went to jail.
Yes, he did.
Hello, somebody.
Oh, yes,
Amen.
He did.
We don't want to suffer nothing.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
But this is the suffering way. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. You must
this
suffer.
Is the suffering way. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. And you're going to have to put something on the line at one point or another. Praise God.
That's
you want
right.
to sit around and just have a smooth sailing ministry. Oh, just peaches. Everything just peaches. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't want to go through nothing for Christ, praise the Lamb of God, and with Christ, then don't expect much from him. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
I said this. Don't expect much from him. Woo!
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. I heard you, Terrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Because Terrell said, I want God to consume me, prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's
Amen.
A consuming man. All you got to do is yield yourself to him. Praise
yes,
the Lamb
Lord.
Of God. Where's Prophet Darrell? Prophet Darrell, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Prophet Darrell, I need you to speak to the people for a few minutes for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Just a couple of minutes, okay? Just talk to the people for me. Praise the prophet. I do what you want to do. I'll be right back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I'm just at a place that it's time out for being broke back, jelly back, broke wishes preachers.
Amen.
Casting out demons. You know, I ain't scared of no demons.
Me
Amen.
Either, Prophet.
I'm not scared of no
Me demons. Neither.
Time to be scared of no demon. We are in a season that demons are trying to run rampant. They're taking
Amen.
Over, amen. Not only are they taking over, they want to medicate these demons. You got to cast
yeah.
these
yeah.
demons out.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm like the prophets of old. You, where was this medication then? When these demons were acting a fool, they cast some demons out.
Yes, right.
And we have to confirm, and the church has to get back into a place where it's time to be fasting and praying. There's not enough fasting and praying going on. Everybody
right.
don't want to fast. Everybody don't want to pray.
That's
got some
right.
innocent. Don't
My
even
God.
Want to pray. I have a
I
pastor
right.
online talking about prayer. Well, he got to say, well, somebody press one and pray. You should be eager to pray.
Amen.
Come on
now. Yes.
You
got to
say that again.
Tell somebody. So I'm just glad. I'm excited that I don't mind praying. And fasting,
amen.
I ain't got no problem turning the plate now.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And prophet. Amen.
And so don't call me crazy. I'm crazy because I get a demon wherever he at. If you act
crazy.
Up in the corner,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speak. You better speak.
Oh, yeah. This ain't no time to be no punk.
Peace,
in the season,
not in the season.
Fooling around with a demon.
Right.
So many people are sick and afflicted in their body, those are demons.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. God, in this, praise the Lamb of God, we must wear our shoulders back and allow God, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to use us. Now watch this. And we coming back, praise the Lamb, right where we are in this prophetic flow, and we're going to go down in our normal way and prophesy to you. But I want to share this with you, praise the Lamb, since this has come up. It goes just excellent with the teaching today on the prophet Job, praise the Lamb of God. And we must come to understand that, first of all, praise the Lamb of God, just say this, the pace here, the book of Job really is the oldest book in the Bible, praise the Lamb of God. And they are uncertain about the date and the writer of the book, even though it bears Job's name. Normally when a book bears the person's name, we attribute it to the person, even though maybe a redactor, an editor, praise the Lamb of God, or a secretary, you would, that did the writing itself on behalf of, praise the Lamb of God, the person's name that's on the book. The book of Job, praise the Lamb of God, is a pre-law book, the Lamb of God. It's more of a book that was written during the time, praise the Lamb of God, of human government around somewhere during the times of Abraham. It could be prior, could be right, could be during his time, praise the Lamb of God. And this place that they, this place called Uz, praise the Lamb of God, is a geographical landscape that covered more than a city. It may have been a providence or something of that nature during the life and times of Job. But Job's book comes off as a historical document. It's filled with names of people. It's filled with, praise the Lamb of God, incidents that took place. The reality of the story of Job, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that lines him in the prophetic, praise the Lord, is that God put this man into a secret storm and then let him in on the secret. Praise the Lord,
that's
as the Bible says, that Job was perfect and upright and one that shunned evil. And when the sons of God came into the presence of the Lord and Satan went with them, praise the Lamb of God, that Satan and God had a conversation, praise the Lamb of God. And God presented, have you considered my servant Job? So it's God that's putting Job to the test. Praise the Lamb. It's God that's putting Job to the test. He's just allowing Satan to be the testor, but it's God just putting Job to the test. Praise the Lamb.
Right.
Some of you need to have that, praise the Lamb of God, on your prophetic journey of that you go through and that you're going through, that God allowed Satan to test Job. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
okay? In other words, praise the Lamb of God. Satan couldn't tell him, and Satan told the Lord, I can't get to him. You have blessed him so. You have a force field around him. You have blessed him so financially until he's not going to, you know, just turn around and curse you to your face.
That's right.
And this is the life, praise the Lamb of God, of the believer who lives for God according to your dispensation and live a life. Now, Job ain't the only man. The Bible called Noah perfect according to his generation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Perfection in the eyes of God is not perfection in man's eyes. Perfection in God's eyes is complete. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have all the components that makes you the man or the woman of God. I hope you all hear me.
Amen.
You have all of the components. Praise the Lamb of God. And it starts with faith and trust in God. Praise the Lamb of God. It deals with responding to God in a positive manner. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
it deals with being right with people, that you're living righteously. Hello, light bulbs. It's not about all this other little stuff that we try to mock people with to say they ain't living right, you a sinner, you this, you that. No, praise the Lamb of God. God does not judge according to man's judgment. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Now watch this now. Watch this now. Job is presented to us as one of the highest-ranking officials of his day. Praise the Lamb of God. He's set in the gates with those who were renowned and spiritual. Praise the Lamb of God during his lifespan. And Job was recognized, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He was recognized to live a life that was pure, praise the Lamb. And this is why, praise the Lamb of God, it was so out of the norm of the people that witnessed what Job went through for them to be able to come to him with accusations, because it was difficult to judge this man because of his righteousness. Nobody could put a finger on his unrighteousness. So they thought it was some secret in him a secret sin that was taking place that caused him to be the way that he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something about people. People will judge your position and your posture of where you are in God. People will judge that, praise the Lamb of God, and cause you to feel as though, praise the Lamb of God, you are not living right, that you have done something wrong. Praise the Lamb of God, the reason why you're going through what you're going through. And it's nothing but that God can trust you greater than the person that's judging you. Praise God. I hope y'all get this. Praise the Lamb of God. God can trust you. God recognizes that even though I have taken this from you, lost that, you have gone through sickness, this, that, another, you still are not going to bow. Still going to walk upright for me. You still going to live for me. When other people are looking at material things and judging that as your blessings, but they don't seem happy, praise the Lamb of God. Even in your state, you still happy with God. Hallelujah. See,
amen.
That's the sign of the believer that allows you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that as well is that you still got joy in God. You still happy with God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And as Job went through his trials, as we call it, his testing, Praise the Lamb of God. The loss of cattle, the loss of his flocks, and all of the thousands of horses and cattle and all of this very rich and affluent man he was, even in losing all that he lost, Job says, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Each time it says, and he did not charge God foolishly.
No,
I wish saints would get a hold of this. He did not charge God foolishly.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Come on, man.
And the first thing you do is fall on your face and start crying out to God. Why you do this? Why you let this happen? Why, as though God really owe you something.
My God.
How does God owe a sinner something?
Nothing.
Who's damned to die?
Jesus.
You do know the wages of sin is death.
Yes, it is.
How does he owe you something?
Nothing.
He owe you nothing, do he?
Nothing.
He owe you not a thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Then how in the world, praise the Lamb of God, when things don't go right for you, you're going to go to God and act like God owe you something or God is doing you wrong.
That's what they do.
And you establish this out of how your neighbor is doing.
That's right.
You establish this out of how your neighbor is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Even if God was whipping you, you get whipped with double stripes. You don't get whipped, a sinner that don't know God gets whipped. You get whipped with double stripes because he loves you and because you know him. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you know what his will is. But when you're going through your tests, when you're going through trials and tribulation, James slaps us in the face. He told us, count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
He said, this is your joy season right here. When you're going through, come on, talk to me right there in your Bible.
Count it all joy.
Teach it. Teach it, Apostle. Teach it. He said, when these afflictions, he said, count this all joy.
Because
this comes for the testing of your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And your patience, come on, talk to me. It's right there in James, the first chapter. I didn't make it up.
You're preaching the word.
And we have to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that some people fare well because if they go through some turbulent storm and weather, they will fall out, fall to pieces. Give up on God, give up on the ministry, and give up on everything else. God has some people that he has fashioned that can take something.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. Right.
He needs some people to be able to show some others that I can smile with nothing because I got everything. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, you're never going to be where you're supposed to be until you really consider that the earth is the Lord's.
Come on, teach, Papa. Come on, now.
Amen.
And everybody that dwell in it. Because you belong to God, I'm talking about in a special way, that he saved you, that he revealed himself to you in a special way, that he called your name, praise the Lamb, that he called you servant, that he called you son. Now, this I know everybody on the line may not have heard God call you son or servant. Praise the Lamb. You may not have heard his voice call you this. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean you not. Because the scripture says that as many as believed upon him gave he power to become the children of God. The sons of God. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says we are adopted and we are no more bastards. Okay, y'all don't think I don't know the word now. That we're no more bastards. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are heirs and joint heirs.
Yes.
With Christ Jesus. That's what it says.
Yes, Lord.
The Lamb of God. So since I'm all of this in a bag of potato chips. Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah.
And my sins have been forgiven me, and I've been blood washed, and I've been redeemed and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Whatever comes at me now, especially now, praise the Lamb of God, the Father in heaven has given it permission.
Yes,
he has okayed it to come for the testing of my faith, for
right.
the trying of my patience.
Hmm.
Praise
Thank
the Lamb
Lord.
Of God, that he might work a good work in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to come to grips with this. Praise the Lamb of God. Job went through, boy, he lost all his kids the same day. Now, a lot of us would have been in the insane asylum, you know, the
That's
way we
right.
worship our kids. Praise the Lord. We worship our kids, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And if something happened to one of them, we can't get past the funeral. We can't do that. We go totally berserk. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you claimed them as yours. That's the biggest problem right there. I just told you again. I gave you the secret to not cracking up.
You.
Earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof and the kids that's in it. Didn't get that, did you? The earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof, Prophet Dale and my mama too. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and my grandmother, my grandfather, my brother, my sister, my husband, and my wife. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bertha lost her husband. Bertha's husband passed on. Praise the Lamb of God. Mary lost her husband. She testified the other night on Facebook. I read it on her own personal page that, praise the Lamb of God, how she was grieving, but God has lifted her grief. He's carried away her grief. He removed her sorrow and has given her a purpose in life. Praise the Lamb of God. In the midst of that transition, she's gotten to know God in a greater way. Praise the Lamb of God. The only way you are not going to go through mental connections, let me just put it that way, and emotional stress and duress is the fact that you know that the earth is the Lord's and everybody that's dwelling in it. That they belong to God too. Praise the Lamb of God. So when God come get them, you won't go crazy talking about my mama.
Hey, yes, Lord. Yes,
Because God done showed you here, you can't keep them here.
Thank you,
Dad. That's true. That's true.
Hello, light bulbs. So you better get a grip on it while they're doing well. And set your mind and heart to know that everybody belong to God. And when God get ready, he coming.
He coming. Yes, he is.
He coming to get them. Praise the Lamb of God.
He is.
Hallelujah. So get ready to part with them.
Jesus.
Get ready to part with yourself because he's coming to get you too.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord.
And you don't have no power to keep them here, and you ain't got no power to keep yourself here when he comes.
Yes, God.
Hello, light bulbs. Now I'm trying to be a blessing to you because Job handled it. Job handled dying at the same time.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Same day in the same house.
Yes,
he buried them all the same day.
Oh, yes, he did.
And yet, watch this, he did not charge God foolishly.
No, he did not.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. He did not curse God. He did not judge God foolishly. Like, God, you're doing me wrong. Because he knew the principle. The Lord gives.
And the Lord
Has taken away.
Yes, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And no matter what God does, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Watch now. Job goes through so much until when Satan comes back to God, the Lord said, well, you still ain't said nothing about Job. He said, let me touch him. Take your arm of protection around him and let me touch him. I make him curse you to your face. The Lord said, go forth, but you can't kill him.
Oh, God.
You can't have his life. I mean, it's right there in your Bible. I didn't make it up. Praise the Lamb of God. He went forth. Job broke out with boils. The Bible said from the top of his head to the sole of his feet with these pulsating, scabby boils. And he sat with a piece of pottery scraping the scabs off his skin.
Yes, he did.
And his wife walked up and said, you still holding on to your integrity. Curse
yes,
God and die.
That's what she said. Foolish woman. Come
and Job
on
looked at her in the midst of sickness, disease, like a curse had came upon him.
Ooh.
And this is what his words was. All
yes
the days of my appointed times.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wait till my change comes.
Yes,
because
sir.
I know my Redeemer liveth.
Oh, my God.
Though the skin worms eat up my flesh, yet in my flesh.
Yes. In my flesh.
I'm going to see God. He believed in the hereafter. He believed in the resurrection.
Yes, he did.
Before it was
yes
even taught. Because of his experience with God. He knew God was an eternal God.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. See, that's some things God revealed about himself. If you just applied, you know you're going to live forever. God is an eternal
yes
God.
Yes, he is.
He has always been and always going to be, praise the Lamb of God, and he brought you into the world and put his breath in you, then you know at least the breath that's in you is going to live throughout all eternity.
Come on now.
Which is your soul.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
I wish y'all would get a grip on life and see this thing. Praise the Lamb of God. See, this would make you not go into a misfit and jump in the casket when the Lord come for your mother, because you recognize
yes, yes
her soul is with the Lord. She's absent
hallelujah
from this. She's absent from. I'm trying to bless some of you all because we got some
yes
stuff to go through.
God,
hallelujah. I believe in my heart that death is coming to America. I believe it's
yes
coming
yes
the same
yes
way that it has went
thank
to other nations. Praise
yes
the Lord. And God is trying to prepare us, and we're not preparing ourselves.
Hallelujah. Thank
but we
got
to get ready for
amen
it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because some of our loved ones going down in the grave.
Oh, my God.
Some
oh
of these catastrophic
God
events is going to claim some of our loved ones. Okay, oh, y'all don't like me because I tell y'all the truth. I see that now.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
But I'm trying to prepare you for it.
Jesus.
But you're going to have to know that they belong to God, that God took
oh
and the
God
Lord took him. And the Lord took him. Every wise
Jesus
passage of Scripture, when you hear about death in it, it say, and the Lord took him.
Yes, Lord.
And the
yes
Lord took him. Praise
yes
the Lamb of
him
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
And I'm going to tell you this, too. Not wanting to hear about death and stuff does not stop death from coming.
Come on now. Amen.
Talking about death don't stop death from coming. Not buying an insurance policy don't stop death from coming.
No,
he's just going
to
come without you having insurance, but he's coming.
Yes, he will.
You ain't got to get no plot of ground. You ain't got to get nothing. He's still coming.
Still coming. Yes, God.
And he ain't coming no time sooner than he's supposed to come. Let me
amen
tell you what Job said. It is appointed unto man once to die.
Appointed unto man. Yes.
An appointment you gonna make.
Oh yes, Lord.
It's appointed. Praise the Lamb of God. Unto us once to die and then the judgment. Is that the word of God? That's the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch it now. I gotta wrap this up so we can do these last 30 minutes of prophetic flow. Watch this now. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Job held on. His friends came. Eliphaz. Y'all know them. Bildad.
Yes.
His three friends came, and they sat there in silence. But they didn't have no, they wanted him to just tell them what he did. That was so wrong that God did this to him. And when he didn't say nothing, they started, you must have sinned. You must have done something wrong. God is too loving to allow this or to do this to you without you doing anything wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, we got to come to grips with ourselves. Hallelujah. That God is still looking for a man and a woman he can trust. He's still looking for somebody, praise the Lamb of God, that he can allow to go through something to really prove his love and his faithfulness. Praise the Lamb of God. Job looked at them, praise the Lamb of God, and allowed them to know that you can say whatever you all want to say, but I know this, praise the Lamb of God, that I have done nothing wrong.
Jesus.
Especially when I consider what you all have done. Do you know people will judge you and tell you you did something wrong and will not consider all the stuff that they done?
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm dead. Amen.
I had a friend that had got about 10, 20 kids out of wedlock, and I was going through a little something. He said, man, you done something wrong. The Lord mad at you. I looked at him and said, man, if God is mad at me, you should be dead.
Amen.
He'll be an unjust God if he's mad at me and they mad at you.
Yeah.
All the stuff I know you didn't done.
That's right.
Get on out of here with that foolishness. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. And you must understand, praise the Lamb of God, when you hear reports like that, that Satan is coming at you to make you lose your faith. That's all he wants you to do is lose
that's
your faith.
Right.
Praise
you
the Lamb
faith,
of God. Sick people, let me tell you something. Satan will rob you of your faith and you'll be standing up prophesying.
That's right.
You'll prophesy to others and they will tell you it came true and you won't believe what God has spoken to you about you.
Well, come on,
guys.
I said something today. That should be put on a plaque. I said something right there. The Lamb of God. You will prophesy to people, and they will come back and tell you it came true, and you still won't believe the promises God has made you.
Wow.
Because Satan has shipwrecked your faith.
Wow.
Satan has shipwrecked your faith. Cause you to lose your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the gift is without repentance. We know that. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's going to keep right on working. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we go through these things. Hallelujah. Not understanding that God can restore and give back to you. And that's
yes,
what he did to
Job.
Came and gave Job a humbling experience. When he came to him, to God, talking about, if I could find you, I would order my case. I would fill my mouth with argument. That's the way he came to God. And God came to him and said, where were you when I hung the moon?
Yeah.
With the stars in the sky. Where were you?
Yes, where were you?
When I laid the grass on the ground like carpet, where were you?
Nowhere to be found. Come on now.
When I scooped out rivers and rivulets, where were you? And streams, where were you?
Thank you.
Where were you when I hung the mystical things called clouds in the sky? Where were you?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where were you? Woo! Who caused the sons of God to sing with me? Where were you that I owe you an explanation about what I'm doing to you, through you, or for you? Where were you that I owe you an explanation?
Jesus. Where were you? Where were you?
My God.
That I owe you an explanation. You talking about you want to order your case. What case?
Yeah.
Put God on trial?
No.
You going to judge God?
Jesus. Where were you?
Where were you?
Messing
my God in heaven.
My God.
Yes. The next page says, and God restored Job to his full health, gave him all his children back, gave him double of every piece of crop or livestock that he lost. God gave it back to him. Restored him completely. Praise the name of God. And he can do you the same way. And he will do you the same way.
Hallelujah.
This right. Man of God who heard the voice of God went through much so that we could learn a lesson. Don't charge God foolish.
Amen.
The best thing you can do is give God his word back to him, and then sometimes just tell him, I know I'm your child and I know you love me. That'll do right there. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, I hope we said something today that will be a blessing to you thus far. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we got into a prophetic flow early. Some of you are late coming on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you hear those of you. I see you down here. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If you need a word from the Lord, push it now. Praise the Lamb of God so that we can come and minister to you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 985, your mic is hot. Error code 985, your mic is hot. Who's calling? Error code 985. Speak.
Yes, Jeffrey, Louisiana.
All right, who's calling?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. This Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing, baby? I'm going to call you as soon as the show is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Just know that. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, do you hear something for Deborah?
No, I don't hear anything for Deborah today. But God bless you, Deborah.
Bless you. Keep bringing the word over. Keep bringing the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
I just want to tell Sister Deborah to just be encouraged.
Yes.
Don't look at where you are. Don't look at where you've been. But look at where you're going. Because where you're going is where God wants you to be. He said, forget not all his benefits. For he shall surely bring you out. And you're coming out without spot or wrinkle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you this, Deborah, there's great provision that's going to be put in your hand for the vision. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that. For the vision that God is giving you concerning ministry and what he would have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. This breaking away is a God thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. This breaking away is a God thing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And God is going to set it up. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you will have no worries and won't have to owe nobody anything. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You shall say God did it. Praise the Lamb of God. And you shall say that God did it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Deborah, I'm going to call you as soon as we get off the air, okay?
Okay. All right. Amen. Amen.
Lamb of God. Erico 973, your mic is hot. 973, who's calling?
Hi, this is Elaine. Good morning.
Hey, Joycey, how you doing today?
Good, good. Hey, you were reading my mail today whenever you started speaking about Job.
Oh, that's I was on your block.
Yes, you were there.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you one thing, I was on my block too. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was talking about me at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I thank God for this wonderful restoration season that we're in right now. And God is restoring his people. Praise the Lamb of God from the inside out. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. See, God ain't going to restore the outside till your new joy come on the inside. Hallelujah. To that anticipation comes. Hallelujah. That's in the air that you smell and sense. Hallelujah, that you can feel it coming in the air. Hallelujah, that God is about to do something great in your life. He lets that happen to you. Praise the Lamb of God and stretch your faith in his word to believe it. Praise the Lamb of God so that you can receive what God has for you. Bertha, you got something to say to East Coast today?
Hi, Elaine. Hi, Elaine. How are you today?
Hello.
When you came on, Elaine, and you spoke your name, the Lord just brought this phrase, the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. And I don't know why, but when I think the Lord brings you to me, Elaine, it's faith. The Lord is taking you from faith to faith. You are a strong woman of faith. And you have gotten where you are and been through all that you have been through because you held on to your faith. Now God says, Elaine, that it's time for you to go over into Hebrews, and it's time for you to walk in your most holy faith. Hang in there no matter what comes or what goes, no matter how it seems like the Lord has not heard you and the answer is not coming. God says, hold on. Hang in there. Because your health is on the way. Every word that he's spoken is going to manifest in God's own time. Our time is not God's time. But God is saying, hang in there, Elaine, because it shall come to pass, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, you got something to say to your girl? Jesus. No? There it comes. Prophet Darrell, you there?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm sorry.
You got something to say to Elaine?
I just want to tell Elaine I love you. I want to say I love you, Elaine. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And just keep on doing what you're doing for God. Amen. And all
Amen.
Is well.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, Elaine.
Thank
I praise
you.
God.
God bless.
Order. Be blessed. Praise the Lord. Air code 803. Your mic is high.
Hello, my name is Earlene, and I'm from South Carolina. I just wanted to say, Prophet, that I did come on the line late, and when I came on the line and heard you speaking about Job, and I was like, wow, God, the last 2 weeks has been a horrendous week for me as far as my health has been concerned, and this morning I was laying in bed, and the thought came, but yet will I praise you, O Lord God. So I just want to thank the Lord God for the word of God today.
Ooh-wee, but yet will I praise him. Hallelujah, yes. my God. And your health has not been that good this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, let me tell you something. One thing we do know here at PSMI is a healer. We know God is a healer today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to act our intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. What's your name again?
Earlene.
Intercessors, I want you to put her, praise the Lamb of God, in your mouth, in your heart, in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray for her on the page, and we're going to pray for her healing. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. I know you love us, Father. Hallelujah. We reverence your holiness. We reverence you in this. And I know you're a miracle worker. And I know you're working miracles now to prove to your people as well as to sinners. Hallelujah. You are God in heaven. Hallelujah. So now, Yahweh, we ask you to touch your daughter. Praise the Lamb. We command the blessing. We command the healing now. And that the virtue, Father, hallelujah, would enter her. And that she would be, that you would raise her from a bush. Hallelujah. And that her praise might be full. Her praises might be free. Shock those around into belief. Hallelujah. Through the miraculous healing that's taking place right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give your name praise.
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, daughter. Bless you.
Yes, God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Here's another. Erica 303.
Jesus.
Erica 303.
Hello.
Jesus.
Hey, Janelle. Hello. That voice. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord today. Praise God. Good to hear your voice on the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is so good to hear you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. All right. Bertha.
Jesus.
What's
Janelle,
the Lord speak?
The Lord said that you must be about your Father's business.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You must. That's not an option. God says you must be about your Father's business. And Janelle, don't let God do you like he had to do me. He sent two apostles and told me prophesy or die.
Okay.
There was no options. No, there was no, God, can I do it later or can I do it, you know, when I get myself together. God said prophesy or die. And the way they spoke it, with the power and the authority, I knew it was from God. God has assigned you to do things, Janelle. You must do them. There's no option. God is saying this is your final warning, Janelle. You must be about your Father's business, says the Spirit of God.
My God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you got something to say, Janelle?
Yes, sir.
Speak, sir.
I touch and agree with what Bertha said. I also heard the Spirit of the Lord said that if she would get busy, he would save her siblings and everything around her be made whole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If she would get busy, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Janelle. Hallelujah. There's a lot in the prophetic that you're going to achieve for the Lord, and a lot of things you're going to do. Praise the Lamb of God to bring God, such glory, praise the Lamb of God, right after you come out of this season of transition, praise the Lamb of God, God is going to bring you into a place of peace and comfort, praise the Lamb of God, in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit. But at the same time, Lamb of God, there's going to be a demand, praise the Lamb of God, for your anointing and your gifting. Now, some people laugh at you, praise the Lamb of God, because they don't believe you see what you see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But some other people know you see what you see because they see it too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be time, praise the Lamb of God, for you to start not only seeing but engaging. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's going to take power. And that's why God has you soaking right now. That's why God has you, praise the Lamb of God, in the transition that you're in, that even though you're transitioning, you're not really mobile when it comes down to church and stuff like that. He has locked you down, praise the Lamb of God. And I just wish, praise the Lamb of God, you would hear me clear on this, praise the Lamb of God. Anytime God shuts you up and shuts you down, there's an empowerment. There's an empowerment. There's power that's being downloaded to you, even though you may not even know it, while it's being done. There's visitations while you sleep on your bed. There's visitations of angels, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is doing something with you and to you that is going to change, praise the Lamb of God, your perspective of things. It's going to change your outlook, praise God. Hallelujah. And then he's going to allow you to know the power that's within you and how to utilize this power, praise the Lamb of God, for the breaking of those curses. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And for, we was talking about demonic presence earlier, probably before you came on. So you need to listen to the earlier part of the show too. Praise the Lamb of God. But the demonic forces that's coming up against people, praise the Lamb of God,
right,
that you have seen, praise the Lamb of God. God is going to give you power over them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can send them back to the dark place that you can send them and bind them from people's doors and from their homes and from their jobs, praise the Lamb of God, from their, even from their automobiles, that you've seen many spirits around, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are living, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in a spiritual world, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are spirits everywhere. There's all kinds of different spirits, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And these are going to manifest more and more as time persists, coming into a greater dimension of the end time. Praise the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. So God has a very, very special ministry for you. And don't fear it. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't fear it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And as your soul prosper, so shall you prosper. Even as your soul, God, you're going to prosper. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I want to give you that today. I love you.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
You.
We bless you today. Hallelujah. We bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, that's the end of the line. Nobody else push one. We good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
This is Sylvia.
Where you at, Sylvia? I didn't see. Okay. Sylvia was already pushed, right? Praise the Lamb. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi,
you doing
everyone.
Pretty good on cold in the snow? Are you all still snowed in?
No. It is all gone except for maybe up under trees. Yeah.
Oh, well, the Lord was merciful to you all. My God.
He was. Very, very.
It looked just like Christmas outside my door right now. My goodness.
Yeah, we're not used to that at all, Prophet.
Ooh, I'm talking about this lily white outside my house. Praise it like a white cake. My goodness. All right. Bertha, what you got to say to your daughter, Sylvia?
Sylvia, it's not a coincidence that you're on this phone today, because God brought your daughter to me last night. I saw your daughter. And if I don't get this right, Prophet can confirm, give you the instruction that he gave us. I think it was a couple of years ago, to anoint your house, the doorpost, your daughter's bed, and anoint your daughter. And every day get up and call your daughter's name out in prayer. And I brought your daughter to me for a reason. I saw her praying to stay. And she needs a covering. And I believe that's what Papa told us 2 years ago for the covering of our children. Was to anoint our doorposts and anoint their entire bedrooms. This is something you must do, because the enemy is after your daughter.
Right. Amen.
To deceive her and to pull her away from your teaching,
and from the word of God and the will of God, because there is an anointing and a gifting in her that God wants to use, and the enemy is trying to detour her from it. So as her mother, you must cover her. That's the spirit of the Lord. Cover her mind, because that's where the enemy is attacking her at, in her mind.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
All right, Sylvia, I want to tell you this personally. God said that that is a position. I hope you're sitting down. You sitting down, you're not driving,
yes.
Is you?
No, sir.
Okay, there's a
I'm
position in the fivefold. There's a position in the fivefold ministry that you are chosen to. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm going to have to credentialize you. Praise the Lamb of God. I've already saw that in the spirit. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you're going to have to come to Detroit. Praise God. Not to live, but to minister, praise the Lamb of God, and receive your credentials. Praise God when that time comes. But you are chosen, praise the Lamb of God, and God is going to reveal that to you even the more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know the one, but I want God to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful day today. We have to go. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what, if you didn't get nothing today, you should have got enough out of the Job experience. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. And,
Amen.
And
Amen.
All of that, that the Lord Jesus. Shared with us, boy, the stuff that, and I ain't got a note nowhere. I ain't got a piece of paper nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God out of all I told you today about Job. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that God loves you today. I can tell how
yes,
he pours
yes.
out of my spirit into your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, because he just loves you, people of God, so much. He loves you just so much. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his word. Hallelujah. Tonight is our prayer call. Hallelujah. At 10 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God. At 10 o'clock tonight is our prayer call. Hallelujah. Then comes our page ministry of praise and worship for 30 minutes. And then pray at 11 o'clock, the prophetic word is released on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic word is released on the page tonight at
Amen.
11 o'clock. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future. Until then, let God make you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. I'm the clay.